Well, there's more COVID apprehension for Melburnians as 7 new cases have been confirmed there today. 6 of those are linked to the team of Sydney removalists who apparently broke the conditions of their permits to enter the state. The other case is the result of someone returning from Sydney and going to a supermarket when they should have been isolating at home. In Melbourne, Samantha Donovan has more.
Yet again, Victorians are nervously waiting to see if COVID outbreaks can be contained. The state's COVID testing commander, Jerome Wymar.
I need the whole community to once again come together to make sure we surge around these two chains of transmission and get them under control quickly.
A team of Sydney furniture removalists who worked for several hours in an apartment building in the Melbourne suburb of Maribyrnong last Thursday, reportedly without masks, has given the virus to 4 people in the block. The family of 3 and a man in his 60s live in 2 separate apartments. It's also been confirmed the man has passed the virus on to his elderly parents. They're aged 89 and 90 and live in the northern Melbourne suburb of Craigieburn. The man was at the MCG last Saturday for the Carlton Geelong clash, so 2,000 other fans identified through the ticketing system must now get tested and isolate. Melbourne's famous Young and Jackson Hotel is another exposure site. The man also visited the High Point Shopping Centre in the city's northwest last Friday, and anyone who was there between 10 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon must also get tested and isolate. And there's a second worrying chain of transmission in Melbourne. A member of a COVID-positive family of 4 who'd returned from Sydney has broken the quarantine rules and gone to the Coles supermarket, coincidentally also in Craigieburn. That person has spread the virus to a man in his 30s. Another 50 people who were in the supermarket who've been identified through QR codes must also get tested and isolate. Jerome Wymar says the next 2 days are critical.
We have significant exposure sites at the MCG and at High Point, and we're still trying to work out, of course, any other exposure sites for the man in his 30s in Craigieburn and the elderly couple also in Craigieburn. And if you've got any symptoms, wherever you are in Victoria, this is a Victorian issue, we've got reds over arrivals returning all across the state, you must get tested immediately.
Many Victorians will be alarmed to hear there are 9,000 people in the state who've returned from the New South Wales red zone. 1,600 of them arrived just yesterday, and Jerome Wymar is urging them to follow the rules.
We made over 250 home visits yesterday to red zone arrivals. 5 of those, regrettably, either weren't cooperating or we believe were absent and they're being taken forward by the appropriate authorities.
It's now emerged the team of 3 Sydney removalists was travelling in 2 trucks, and Jerome Wymar says it's possible they'll be hit with penalties.
I'm exceptionally frustrated at the pace and transparency of information coming from the removalist exposure. I would still not be surprised if we're standing here tomorrow with yet another exposure site.
The chair in epidemiology at Deakin University, Professor Catherine Bennett, says it's too early to say if Melbourne will need to go back into lockdown.
So it is incredibly important that they map it out very quickly. They are sure that they've found all the contacts they need to. Then we can rely on our superb contact tracing to manage it. If they feel there are other cases missed, that's when they'll have to go into a holding pattern using a lockdown till they can make sure they've identified any other exposed people and prevented that spread from going deeper into the community.
Is it time to stop arrivals from the Sydney and other New South Wales red zones?
Well, we certainly have to tighten up what essential work is. The main thing is that everyone understands if they come from a red zone that they must abide by quarantine rules.
Should moving furniture be classified as non-essential?
We have relied on our borders remaining open to freight, and they have put very strict rules in place. There is very little interaction between drivers and the places where they're depositing or collecting goods. Very different if you've got removalists who are actually going in and out of someone's home in lifts, in closed spaces and shared spaces if it happens to be an apartment building. They're the things that we have to find another way to cope or just suspend them for a period of time.
The lack of accurate information given by the removalists is also causing problems for South Australian authorities. They're trying to pinpoint another location where the team stopped on their way to McLaren Vale in the early hours of last Friday morning. 2 exposure sites have already been confirmed, the Shell service station in Tailem Bend and the adjoining Coolabah Tree Cafe. The men stopped there on their way back to Sydney.
Samantha Donovan with that report.